This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Vonage. With Vonage Voice API, you get comprehensive call analytics, virtual assistants, automated speech recognition, and text-to-speech benefits across multiple languages. Developers can add smart voice functionalities into your app, giving your customers an easier way to reach you. And you can start collecting real-time data to drive more meaningful engagement to move your business forward. Learn more at Vonage.com.
Since 1979, TireRack.com has been helping people find the right tires for how, what, and where they drive. They sell only the best, like the full line of Goodyear tires. Test results, ratings, and reviews are there to assist. Or try the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. Tires ship fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. In many areas, they offer mobile tire installation. Shop Goodyear tires at TireRack.com.
Going for your first ever run around the park. Literally running errands all over town. Running for the finish line and your personal best. If you run, you're a runner. Find the shoes and clothes to run your way at newbalance.com/running. New Balance. Run your way.
I feel good.
Dad, are you singing to your cereal?
Come on, Ava. Silk almond milk. Starts the morning on a high note.
Silk almond milk.
With calcium, vitamins A, D, and E.
Feel plenty good.
Is Aaron Rodgers going to be chosen as vice president for RFK? Of course, it didn't happen, but there's a very interesting conversation to be had about why it maybe wasn't such a great idea. Plus, the Miami Beach lockdown on their rowdy spring breakers. And yeah, why it's a little bit about race. And I'll tell you why. This is Can't Cancel Rob Smith. All right, Problematics, welcome back. So I had a really long and free-flowing conversation with my friends at the Unusual Suspects podcast over at Valuetainment, and I thought it would be interesting to clue you guys in onto this conversation. It's very different. There's a lot of different voices. Like, we really, really go in depth into a couple of issues. We're going to talk about the vice presidential speculation as Aaron Rodgers as RFK's VP, and why the Miami Beach lockdown, I thought, was more than a little bit about race in certain ways, and it may not be in the way that you think, in the direction that you think I'm going to go. Check it out.
Aaron Rodgers was announced as one of the leading candidates for the vice presidential nomination or pick for Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s independent campaign for the presidency in 2024. There were two leading names, Aaron Rodgers and Governor Jesse the Body Ventura. We're the two candidates. What are your guys' thoughts on that? Before we get into this story, your thoughts on that, Christy?
All I'm saying is that if we're just doing it based off of looks, I would vote because Aaron Rodgers is
beautiful man.
A beautiful man.
Calm down.
A beautiful man. I'm just saying. There. And I love his viewpoints. I like how he calls things out. So that would be my choice.
Shane?
I think it's totally insane that those are the two names. But actually, I can kind of get it because Aaron Rodgers is probably the most vocal COVID skeptic in the mainstream, so it makes sense for RFK. Jesse Ventura, though, I don't really know. Like, that's, I don't get the idea of picking him, but hey, maybe RFK has some greater thoughts behind it than we're aware.
You don't get
of
the idea of Jesse Ventura because you're under 80.
That's, like, that's, I don't, true. That's true.
I'm not entirely sure whose idea it was to pull Jesse Ventura's name out of I don't know, some hat with cobwebs in it.
Yeah.
As far as the Aaron Rodgers thing goes, look, it is both a great choice and an awful choice at the same mm-hmm. time. First of all, it's an awful choice because this is no political experience. He's too well known and not the greatest ways for being like sort of a COVID skeptic. And one of the things that RFK is trying to move past in order to appeal to independents is that COVID skeptic. Like, guys, there are still people to this day that are still masking. Like, there are still right. people to this day that still buy into all of
this. The guy went to right. the Tesla supercharger station in a car by himself with the mask
on. So there's people that still buy into that. So if you pull Aaron Rodgers into this, it's going to be like RFK COVID skeptic, Aaron Rodgers COVID skeptic. Now, mm-hmm. secondly, if you want to think about Aaron Rodgers' celebrity, like a mainstream celebrity with that kind of draw, that is a great choice. It's going to get more people talking right. about RFK's campaign, and it's also going to be a huge, huge fundraising opportunity. Mm-hmm. The Aaron Rodgers name is going to help him raise millions more dollars than Jesse Ventura.
Yeah.
Right.
Can we talk totally about the agree. Jets?
Go ahead.
I mean, they're not really happy about this. I think they got 10th pick for a new quarterback.
Well, he tore his Achilles the first play of the first game of the season. They spent a lot of money to get him, and now he's, hey, I might not even come back and play. Well, okay, in fairness, let's back.
They're going to win the Super Bowl anyways.
The Jets. But all right, let's start backwards. So the announcement comes out, I believe Tuesday it became official. There were rumors, like I saw it over the weekend on Twitter, Aaron Rodgers and another name, possible leading candidates for the VP nomination for RFK Jr.'s campaign. This article comes out on Tuesday, the 12th, from the New York Times. Aaron Rodgers and Jesse Ventura top RFK Jr.'s list for running mate. Now let's go to the next article, because a very interesting 24 hours for Aaron Rodgers. That article comes out on Tuesday, and then on Wednesday, the hit pieces begin. This is CNN. Rodgers responds to CNN report that he shared false Sandy Hook conspiracies in private conversations, not public. Mm-hmm. Private conversations. Kelly, could you play the first clip? This is, I believe, Jake Tapper with CNN reporting on the allegations against Aaron Rodgers and his thoughts privately on the Sandy Hook shooting.
Yesterday here on The Lead, we reported that Aaron Rodgers had shared these frankly disturbing views about the Sandy Hook shooting not being real. He shared them 11 years ago with CNN's Pamela Brown. She was covering the Kentucky Derby for CNN in 2013 and met him there. CNN, I have also spoken to another person, one who would like to remain anonymous in order to avoid harassment, who also had a similar encounter with Aaron Rodgers, saying that Rodgers claimed that, quote, Sandy Hook never happened, all those children never existed, they're all actors, unquote. When asked about the grieving parents, whom I met, and their grief is real, the source says that Rodgers said, quote, they're all making it up, they're all actors, unquote. Now, today, Aaron Rodgers is responding to our story. Kind of. He does not deny saying what we reported he said, but he, or a representative for him, tweeted the following statement, quote, as I'm on the record saying in the past, what happened in Sandy Hook was an absolute tragedy. I am not and have never been of the opinion that the events did not take place. Again, I hope that we learn from this and other tragedies to identify the signs that would allow us to prevent unnecessary loss of life. My thoughts and prayers continue to remain with the families affected, along with the entire Sandy Hook community, unquote. Again, you know, if you read that statement, Rodgers does not deny those comments that he made to Pamela Brown and to the other source.
I don't know, reading that tweet and listening to him read the tweet, again, as I am on the record saying in the past, what happened in Sandy Hook was an absolute tragedy. I am not and have never been of the opinion that those events did not take place. That sounds like a denial to me, right?
Clearly.
Right.
Rob, well, what do you think?
Well, look, so I'm not one of those. It's like some people will see CNN and they're like, oh, CNN, fake news, blah, blah, blah. Okay. I always think about things from an independent perspective. What is an independent voter going to think? And what that is giving me is that somebody was listening to a little bit too much InfoWars 11 years ago, and he was sort of wrapped up in all of this conspiracy theory nonsense. And that is the problem. We were talking about cults before we started this show. That is the problem when you get too wrapped up in these cults that are happening online. Like, obviously, it's abhorrent, right? Obviously, he's backtracking now. But to the independent voter that is looking at this, this dude is a Sandy Hook denier. This dude is completely crazy. Why would I ever want to get him anywhere near the White House?
First time in history that I'm going to side with CNN it's all Aaron Rodgers' fault because he didn't use caps. Once you write a
okay,
when you write a tweet like that, and when you deny stuff, you need to cap it.
Yeah, a few exclamation marks will help. I get what you're saying. Yes,
you need to cap. I did not caps. That's what it is.
Hasn't Trump done that multiple times, and they still don't believe him?
That's true. When he does it, then they're like, he's deranged. And he has Alzheimer's.
To be fair, some of those all caps tweets are very deranged and very unhinged.
They are fun to read, though.
They are super fun. Let's not pretend that those Trump tweets or soldiers or whatever aren't completely insane. Yeah. You're just like, why is this guy up at 3:58 a.m. tweeting at Rihanna? Go to sleep. You're crazy. Go to sleep.
And
the founder of Panasonic once said,
"We can lead more meaningful and constructive lives
through the pursuit of activities that will ensure
a better today than yesterday,
a better tomorrow than today."
Panasonic is committed to creating a greener,
more equitable future for everyone.
Explore Panasonic Green Impact
at na.panasonic.com/greenimpact.
Looking to invest? Start your journey by exploring exchange-traded funds with GlobalX ETFs. Exchange-traded funds, or ETFs for short, create baskets of stocks, bonds, and other assets that you can buy in a single trade. GlobalX specializes in ETFs that track emerging trends, like the rise of artificial intelligence, as well as strategies aimed to generate income potential. Visit GlobalXETFs.com to discover how you can get started.
Want to get smarter about investing? Then tune in to the Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, home of American Funds Distributors, Inc., one of the world's leading asset managers. Learn from portfolio managers with decades of experience by listening to the Capital Ideas podcast today.
Whether you're making a delicious family meal or a post-workout snack, choose the farm-fresh taste of Eggland's Best Eggs. Only Eggland's Best Hens are fed their proprietary all-vegetarian feed. That's what makes their eggs more nutritious. With 10 times more vitamin E, 25% less saturated fat, and 6 times more vitamin D compared to ordinary eggs. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com to learn more.
At Enterprise, we know you're constantly on the move. Getting this.
Thanks, Mom.
Fixing that. You reach a destination. And then it's on to the next. And when life is moving at the speed of, well, life, Enterprise is right there with you, around the corner and around the globe. We'll keep you moving forward. Enterprise, for lives in drive.
Hi, I'm your inner dream monologue, and you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
15,000 students came here to Florida to celebrate the big, massive spring break. Mm-hmm. Then it went on. It was highlighted in 1959 by Time magazine. In 1985, 370,000 students came to the Fort Lauderdale area. That's just a mm-hmm. big number, record. And in 1986, was probably the closest. I won't say. Anyways, 1986, MTV breaks their show, Spring Break. Anyone remember
Spring Break? Yes, hosted by Pauly Shore.
I know. It was great. Top entertainment. Anyhow, Florida, we're going to show this video right now, and then I add a little bit more context.
Okay. Hey, we need to talk.
This isn't working anymore.
And it's not us. It's you. We just want different things.
Our idea of a good time is relaxing on the beach.
Hitting up the spa.
Or checking out a new restaurant.
You just want to get drunk in public and ignore laws.
Do you even remember what happened last March?
That was our breaking point, so we're breaking up with you.
And don't try to apologize and come crawling back. This isn't safe, so we're done.
And just so you know, we're serious.
This March, you can expect things like curfews, bag checks, and restricted beach access,
DUI checkpoints, $100 parking, and strong police enforcement for drug possession and violence.
Whatever it takes, because it's time to move on.
Maybe we can talk when you're done with your spring break phase, but until then.
Boo. That was lame.
I know, lame. I feel discriminated against because they're going against people that like to get drunk and ignore laws. Okay, that can't stand. But anyhow, there's a ban on spring break, $100 parking near the beach. It hurts a lot since, you know, this was the original spring break location. And, you know, I think we can go to the next article or the tweet. Apparently, all this is racist. Like, I don't know how they spin it around, but the left is going crazy about making this about race. And I think this is about, you know, people that, you know, are out there to have a good time. Things happen. There's misbehavior. You know, I you're preparing your take on it.
I'm ready.
Oh, I got a take. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Let's show a few videos of the disturbances that occurred. This was actually here.
Damn.
Yeah.
Interesting. Nobody breaking it up. Everybody with a
cell phone. On TikTok.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Posting it on TikTok.
This one was last year in Miami. The other one was for Lauderdale. But I think...
Is this by the Clevelander?
Yeah. So I think we get the picture. It gets rowdy. What do you guys think? Should we ban spring break? Should we keep on doing spring break?
Look.
Go ahead.
I am going to agree with the left for a second. It is about race. Miami Beach is saying, Tyrone and Tanisha, we don't want you no more. Okay? I'm going to say what nobody else in this room on this panel can say is that when you look at every single one of those videos, when it's the girls' hair pulling on the beach, when it's the dudes, like, people getting shot, all of that stuff, it's always black people. Like, I'm sorry. It's always my cousins coming from Charlotte, coming from Atlanta, whatever, and cutting up. Like, it's the truth. It's the reality of the situation. And it's like everybody knows it, but nobody can say it. So I'm just going to keep it real. I live in Miami Beach right now. I just moved a couple of weeks ago to Miami Beach. I was staying on the mainland in Miami for a while. I love Miami Beach. These restrictions are real. Mm-hmm. Like, I drive a Vespa. I can barely find somewhere to park that. Cops are everywhere. Mm-hmm. There are multiple parking garages that are shut down. Do I think that they're going slightly overboard? Yes, but I will tell you, that element that you see shooting and fighting and doing all of this stuff is vastly reduced in Miami right now. So you have a lot of people that are just coming down here to enjoy. Everybody is civil. None of that stuff is happening.
Yeah, and I've lived in South Florida for 8 years, right? I've lived in Florida for 10. I spent the first 2 years, 3 years in Tampa, moved down to Cape Coral, and we would come across the state from the southwest side over to here every year to go surfing. I'd book and do stand-up dates. One weekend, I booked stand-up in Miami, not knowing that it was like, because spring break isn't just 1 week. It's like a month and a half.
Yeah.
It goes on forever. It goes on
because every college and every different system has different weeks that they do it. So they're here like every weekend.
And I had no idea. So one weekend I'm over here with my family and I have a big camper van. It's a big one. We take it when we go on road trips. It's fun. We haven't used it in a while, but we were coming into Miami and it's big to the point where if you're making a U-turn, you have to do a K-turn because it's so long. Mm-hmm. We're downtown in Miami, and I'm trying to figure out where to get to this comedy venue, and I'm starting to panic because there's people riding by on quads. There's people riding by on dirt bikes. It's chaos. This is 4 or 5 years ago, and then we start hearing gunshots, And like, I've lived in inner cities. I lived in Philadelphia. I lived in Cleveland, Ohio. So I've lived in cities where we've heard gunshots, nothing this close. And I couldn't get my van out of there. And I'm panicking. And I'm looking around to see if anybody else is panicking. And people are just like, yeah, it's spring break. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
And you notice how, like, there's absolutely no real pushback to this. Like, even the leftists, like, you know, some leftists will be like, oh, this is about race, blah, blah, blah. There's no real pushback to that because, look, even black people with the sense God gave us, like, nobody wants to be around the ratchets. Right. Like, I'm sorry, and nobody else will say this, but you know a ratchet when you see one, and nobody is trying to be around the ratchets. Nobody's trying to be where the ratchets are. Nobody, we were talking about the Clevelander, you know, Miss Clevelander over there on 6th Street and Ocean, like, you just don't go there.
Right.
Because nobody wants to be around the ratchets. And that just is the reality of the situation. I think that they're doing a great job at making people know that do not come here for this anymore. And by the way, we live in Florida where police are actually empowered to do their jobs. Right. And I feel safer in Florida because Florida cops do not play.
Yeah.
They do not play. They will take you down.
I agree. I was born and raised in Miami every single weekend. My grandma lives on 7th and Collins right there. So I would go every single weekend. And growing up for the past decade or so, I had 3 weekends where I had to watch out for: Memorial Day weekend, Labor Day weekend, and spring break. And I would go when I was in college in spring break. It got progressively worse and more violent as time went on. I got to experience it firsthand. And then when 2020 happened and the restrictions here, people were coming here to have a little bit more freedom to, I don't know, go by the water. They closed down the street of Ocean, right? And no cars were able to go, so people were able to walk. That was a total catapult of, like, no locals and everybody coming from different states and creating even more havoc. I would have my grandmother calling me because she lived with the balcony on 7th, and she would be like, there is a body on the corner of, like, her on the corner of Washington and 7th. And she would just be like, and cops are everywhere. And this happened like every other weekend. There was a fight that she was seeing.
So what you're saying is Abuela wasn't going to go do shots at Wet.
I was saying, I'm glad that Abuela was deaf because she was able to sleep through all of the chaos. Funny. And she doesn't have, terrible, you know, soundproof. She's right in the thick of it. So I would go there. And I think that this is a good point for it to be a little extreme because there has to be a point made. There were so many years where it was getting worse and worse and worse. And I think that the extreme part of being like, hey, we're going to do the parking. We're not going to let you. We're going to have curfew. We're going to have a lot of cops, a lot of restrictions. I think it helps the locals because everybody is coming to Miami. Like, if they're from here, like, no, the locals aren't the ones causing this. It's everyone coming in, and people just want to relax and enjoy their time in Miami. They're destroying the city that they had the freedom to come to in 2020. So it needs to be a little extreme. There needs to be a point, and the point is being made.
And I agree with you. And I feel like this, like, just living it, like, it's a lot. Okay,
it's a lot.
It is a whole lot. And I feel like in subsequent years, it will lighten up a little bit, you know, and it'll get to a level to where it doesn't quite feel like Kuwait. Like, I've been in Kuwait. I can make that reference. But there's just like a lot of people around. I think that it will calm down after a couple of years.
But do you think that there's a bigger issue here that it, like, a culture issue, like a
there's a ratchet culture issue because it's only the ratchets that are doing this, and ratchet culture will not be fixed. Ratchet culture will not have legislation that is going to, ratchet culture is always going to be ratchet.
I understand that, but
just, like, keep it away from my black ass.
Watching that video, I understand there's always idiots, and you see the two people fighting. What bothers me more about those two people fighting is the crowd of people surrounding that are filming it so that they can get a viral moment.
They,
like, that to them is more important than, what if that one woman beat the other woman to death and everybody's filming it? There's like this, we've become so desensitized, and it's like, you talked about Twitter and seeing anti-Semitism on it earlier.
Yeah.
One thing that became very hard for me as a father was seeing the images coming out of Israel and Gaza following October, seeing these images of kids dead, seeing people like fathers digging through rubble. I'd never seen, and you've served 2 tours overseas.
Two tours. One tour was a training tour, but I was in Iraq for it. That was a combat operation.
The Operation Enduring Freedom.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so yes, so you've seen war torn countries. Yeah, but this is something that you'd have to, like, 20 years ago, you'd have to go there. Yeah, you could watch a documentary on, but on, you know, A&E or the History Channel and see footage. footage similar to this, but never at your fingertips. And it makes me feel like this social media, having these apps, having this access to information, having violent video games, having violent movies, yeah. I think all of this plays into it. This we don't value human life anymore, and it's a problem.
Finally, sunscreen worthy of your skin. Sol de Janeiro's new Rio Radiance SPF 50 collection, where glowing hydration meets sun protection in a beachy and nostalgic set. Confidently embrace your glow with lightweight 100% mineral SPF body lotion, refreshing SPF body spray, and shimmering SPF body oil. Receive 10% off on your first order on soldejaneiro.com, plus free shipping with the code SPOTIFY10.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta. Because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members. Because at Delta, we know. Refill? Everyone flies their own way. Delta. Keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
A new equation for switching on outcomes is here from PwC. It's human-led and tech-powered. It's PwC with Oracle, SAP, Salesforce, and Workday. It's PwC with Microsoft, AWS, and Google. Simplify your systems and amplify your results. Switch on outcomes with PwC and their alliances. Learn more at pwc.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
Guys, and when you want to talk about even bringing up the conversation about Elon and X, what I've seen on Twitter, I have a very active Twitter presence, and what I've seen more is this engagement farming, right? People make money from engagement farming. They make money from how many people look at a video. And what I've seen a lot more of on Twitter is videos like the spring break stuff, videos of either a group of black people ganging up and beating up a white person or a group of white people ganging around being a black person. So it's just like all of this stuff really does desensitize us. And there are people that are now monetizing this stuff
Sex and violence.
You know,
humans love it. They always love sex and violence at the beginning of time. I need to push back a little bit because you're taking full ownership of the ratchets.
I'm not taking full ownership, so actually,
we are Latinos. You know, we are Latinos. We have our ratchets.
Well, y'all have y'all ratchets, but y'all ratchets are annoying too sometimes. Y'all ratchets are annoying, but they're not as like violent.
Oh, they're super violent.
Our ratchets.
No, I disagree.
Okay. Do we have ratchets?
Oh, no, white people. No. White people have ratchets too. Well, they're just all up in Kentucky and West Virginia.
They're going to the lake.
Meth heads is what they're called.
Yeah.
But
in Vermont.
They're going to the watering hole.
That being said, like, I'm openly a culturalist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we have more in common. You know, we have the same goals. We want to see a free country and everything than people from my same color or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I think there's people that, you know, they want to live a free life. They want to get education. They want to take care of their kids, you know. And there's segments. Like, I see it in Latino culture. I have nothing to do with the ratchets from Latino culture. Like, they're on a whole different level. They will take a life and not even sweat it. You've seen those killers.
Okay, so you're talking about, like, gang members. Because when I talk about ratchets, like when I talk about the black ratchets, like I'm really just talking about the people that you see in that video. Like, these are not necessarily like this chick, like those girls that are fighting on the beach. She's not going to pull out a weapon and do whatever, but she'll snatch the weave off and she'll snatch that chick up and all that stuff.
I'm sure now, there's more of that happening in like Hialeah.
But I think there's a social contagion thing going on, because one of those killers, like a gang member, is surrounded, but like they know one of those guys, and that type of violence maybe might not escalate until like killing someone, but the violent things and the things that go against the law and against public decency that get done, because when she sees a guy that is willing to kill someone, everything else seems less worse, you know what I mean?
I think, last year at the Clevelander, it was also Latinos who were shooting out and a few people, that caught bodies. It wasn't just...
All right, like, so there's Tyrones and there's Tyrone and Tanisha, then there's Juans, Juans and Juanitas.
Right, exactly. It's like a blend. We're all blended together, and it's just people. Like, we can't put ourselves...
And then the white people are just terrified. Like, they
nobody
just
messes with them. They're like in the...
Rage. So innocent, except for every mass shooting that you've ever seen.
Well, no, but here's the thing.
The United States has never been...
I know.
Or was a white guy and is now a trans woman.
I know that, but what I'm talking about is like I'm just talking about things specifically to Miami, and it's just like I'll do my little walks now that I live on South Beach. So like I'll do a walk by the beach after dinner to help digest and all this other stuff, and you'll just be walking down and it'll just be normal, whatever.
Yeah.
And then there'll just be like a crowd of ratchets and these white people on vacation are just terrified. They're just like given a wide berth, and it's just like, yes, this is not PC.
Might I suggest, if you're looking to come to Florida and avoid the ratchets, the Juanitas and the Juans and Tanishas and Tyrones, Southwest
go to private
Florida.
Parties.
But Southwest Florida, it's actually like I did spring break over there every year because I live there, and it's actually like Fort Myers Beach area. There's
beautiful.
Not this nonsense. It's not. It's families that come down and bring their kids.
But then that's the other side of the coin, because I lived on the west coast of Florida for 2 years, and it's like
it's
the whitest place on the planet. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But I just need a little bit more flavor.
Well, it's also what Miami's been marketed as. Like, we were talking about how just South Beach is like that small strip between 5th and like, let's say 9th. Let's just give it 9th or 10th.
Yeah.
That strip is being marketed everywhere as if that's all of Miami, all
You're
of
saying
Florida.
5th or 9th, so it's 4 city
it's
blocks.
It's like 4 blocks that is literally posted on every poster. You can see my grandma's building like right there in those postcards.
That is
all you see. But like nobody talks about like other parts of Miami that are beautiful. Like, Everglades is a huge part of it. A lot of nature type of things. Like, I went to nature camp for like 8 years every summer. Like, people don't talk about that. They just market this, and they market the ratchet, and they market the people that come to live here as if they're locals that come with this ratchetera, and it's not.
Oh, ratchetera.
Las
racheteras.
Not, there's some ratchet, but the locals are usually.
No vengo a Miami, las racheteras.
No ratchetera. And they'll come and then they'll market it as if it's that, and it's something totally different. And we got to start pushing other parts of Miami that are actually beautiful to explore. And
you know what? I didn't know how beautiful the city really was until I lived here and I started explore different parts. And like you got your Coral Gables and you got your Everglades and you got your Coconut Grove.
Beautiful.
And
right.
Wynwood, like I don't get Wynwood, like it's not for me,
it's
but
like,
I
there's
understand.
Art right here, but you turn a corner,
there's like
a
homeless
a
person like shitting on the street.
You're like,
love it.
Florida is very interesting because you'll drive through a million-dollar neighborhood, and then as you're driving through that, then you'll go to the hood, then you'll see roosters, then you'll be back to a million-dollar neighborhood, and it's all on one block.
Well, it's
and
like, you're like it's wild. That's a perfect example in the center of everything, of like everybody with tons of money, and then around the outskirts, you're like, hey, don't turn that corner because it's like the homeless sleeping right there.
You need to make your point about how it's a plot from Soros real quick before we go on.
Another one.
Yeah. I know, because we have a rule here. We have to mention Soros every time, and this right here is a plan to destroy the human population. Did you know that after December, you know, Christmas time, spring break is the time that there's most recorded pregnancies?
Yeah, I don't know if I want those people reproducing that I saw on the beach fighting.
Oh,
like
no,
that.
Here's the problem. They don't have to come to Miami to reproduce.
That's true.
They're reproducing
at
home
pregnant.
And creating another generation of ratchets, which is why I've given up on this idea that, like, when I first came out and started doing all this stuff, I was like, the black community needs to come to conservatism and all that stuff. Like, ratchets are, ratchistas, what she said?
Rachetera.
Las racheteras. They have been, they are, and will always remain. Yeah. Problematics, thank you so much for joining me. Please follow Can't Cancel Rob Smith on YouTube at Can't Cancel Rob Smith. Go there, watch and subscribe and share, and you can listen to Can't Cancel Rob Smith on iHeart Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.